And we are back at 8:08. You know, as a friendly reminder, our 8 o'clock news and talk hour, as always, is sponsored by the East End Plastic Surgery and Laser Center in Riverhead. Call for that complimentary consultation today at 631-369-0490. Very happy to be joined in studio. His name, by popular demand, he is back. Joe Campolo of the fine firm of Campolo, Middleton, and McCormick. One of the lead partners there. We welcome you back, sir.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you aboard. Now, last time you wrote an interesting piece in the Long Island Business News, all regarding, that leaders better kind of take charge here instead of the complaining and everything else. It was, I guess, from your grandmother way back, gave you some great advice. You carry that over and wrote that piece. And you've got a lot of interesting feedback on that piece, right?
I absolutely did. It was all, for the most part, pretty good. But yes, I did.
And you listed, based on that feedback, you wrote a little bit of a follow-up in LIBN.
Absolutely.
And it was regarding, I guess, six little statements and everything else that you should learn kind of as lessons in keeping that mantra of taking, the reins, so to speak.
Right. The Marine Corps for me, so I served in the Marine Corps from 85 to 89. It was an amazing experience, right? Because the Marines are the most proactive group of folks out there. If they're not actively engaged in combat, they're training every single day for it. And so what I've tried to get to the business leaders here on Long Island is we have to be proactive and be ahead of the curve in training.
Absolutely. So let's go over the six interesting little pieces of advice. The first is lead by example. Why don't you tell us about that?
Right. I mean, people are going to follow your lead by what you do. If I'm not the hardest working individual in my organization, if my folks aren't seeing me out there doing the things that I'm asking them to do to grow the organization, it's not going to happen. You can pay people and that's a great incentive, but there is no better incentive than them seeing you every single day doing the hard work that you're asking them to do.
It's interesting because, over the years and all of our jobs that we did, we'd always maybe make little side comments. Well, why doesn't he get into this thing that we're doing? It's interesting. If you're in the trenches, I think you're right. You get more respect, and I think you'll get more production out of the employers.
Yeah, we brought in outside trainers, too, to train the team, and it's interesting because I made sure I was and still is in every single training session, even with those outside trainers. And the feedback we got is that's great, because if you're not here, they're not going to take this seriously. And the organizations they went into where their leaders weren't in the room with the troops, that didn't take it seriously. So that's a really important part of our business model.
No question about it. The second one is know your troops. What do you mean by that?
Well, everybody's different. Look, everybody's got a different strength and everybody's got different weaknesses. And you can't just have one standard and one metric to gain everybody by. It's our jobs as leaders to understand their strengths, to understand their weaknesses, and sort of customize the training that they get so that they're getting what they need. I mean, that's part of it. And we do that through annual reviews, quarterly reviews, mid-year reviews, getting feedback, not just saying what we think needs to be done, but hearing by what they need in order to get it done.
Now, would you ever try and elevate somebody who might be kind of in a weaker standing than most to kind of elevate them up to those other standards? Or would you try and just kind of level that individual out? Maybe he has some strengths at that lower level. I mean, how do you kind of work in that regard?
Well, we absolutely do. We believe in carrot versus stick. Okay, our director of operations is a perfect example. She was a legal secretary when she joined us. She showed great, great potential, great ambition. Probably elevated her way before other organizations may have done that. But what that did was help her grow into the fantastic leader that she is now. She runs our entire operational division now.
Interesting. Third one is keep everyone in the loop. How's that?
Yeah, that's really, everybody says they do it, but it's really hard to do, right? And so we got a lot of great feedback, over the years at our annual retreats, that if people knew more about what was going on, they could represent us better out there in the marketplace. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense, right? But to do it is hard because when you're under a lot of pressure, the last thing you feel like you want to do is get that information out to everybody else because you don't want to hear a million more opinions about it, but you have to. That's part of your job as a leader.
Yeah, one of the things I always would hate is get secondhand information. And sometimes, that information might not be the right information. And then you kind of feel left out, and then you wonder, well, what the heck am I doing here? And then all of a sudden, you know, you have that residual effect you could have as far as just production, overall production in a company. It could lessen in a big way.
Yeah, I tried to set the tone, and I think everybody at our firm would say, when an issue comes to my desk, it gets resolved with right then and there. We had a situation where two very good employees, were having odds with each other. And I called them into the office and I said, here's the deal. You guys resolve it amongst yourselves or both of you are gone. Now, that's a difficult decision to make, okay? But you got to deal with the issues. You got to deal with and resolve them. And you can't play favorites. It's simply, you know, deal with it yourselves or you both got to go.
Did they resolve?
Absolutely.
Did it take a long time?
Was
Once somebody says,
you guys resolve it yourself or you're both gone,
right?
Magic happens at that point.
Absolutely. Now, here's another. You make sure everybody understands the goal here, right?
Yes, absolutely. So what we do, again, we're very big into training. Every single year, we have a full firm retreat. Everybody, from mail clerk to managing partner, myself, goes, and we're all equal. And what we do is we set the budget and the agenda for the year, and everybody has buy-in, and then quarterly we give progress updates as to where we are with the budgets and the goals that we set. Otherwise, what are you doing? I mean, you know, where are you going? And it's really exciting what happens because you can see it every quarter. People are rooting for the firm now because we have a goal. We all know what it is. We all know why we're doing certain things, and everybody's rooting for it. Really exciting stuff.
Absolutely. Now, what about somebody maybe caving under pressure? I mean, do you pull those individuals aside saying, listen, we need to get to this point. I see you kind of, you know, you're kind of in a tough situation here, but you need to kind of get it together. I mean, do you talk to people midstream, try to get them up to speed?
Yep.
Is that part of the process here?
Constant dialogue. You know, our philosophy is we are going to give everybody an opportunity. We are going to train them. We are going to give them the resources they need, but it's up to them to perform. So what I do is if somebody is struggling, I will push the management team to make sure that they are getting the training they need and the resources they need. But we do hold that individual accountable for their own performance.
All right. More to do. 8:15. Joe Campolo with us. And we are back at 8:19. Joe Campolo with us of the fine firm of Campolo, Middleton, and McCormick. You know, he wrote a recent opinion article in the Long Island Business News just about a month or so ago. All regarding the Long Island business community, kind of challenge the community, be leaders instead of complainers, and got a huge response, did a follow-up, and, you know, Joe is a former Marine, kind of, you know, took some of his knowledge from the past and applied it. Some of the best rules he kind of learned, according to Joe Campolo, was as a Marine. And, Joe, when you think about it, U.S. Marine Corps, it's all about mission. It's all about dedication, accountability, discipline, you name it. But that's pretty much the mantra that you've been going on for years, right?
Yep. I was trained in the 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, which are dubbed the first to fight. In global conflicts, they're the first unit that's sent out. My battalion commander, I love the man. He taught me a lot. And his motto for the battalion was make peace or die. Now, that's a pretty strong statement for the business community, but it's something that it makes a lot of sense if you think about it.
And it's something you have carried on over the years and pretty much taken into your own company. Now, how many employees are with the firm right now?
We have 25 lawyers and 40 employees in total. We're expanding our space now, so we'll add headcount by the end of the year as well.
And by the way, beautiful headquarters right here, right just a stone's throw from the airport. Here in Bohemia, right? At the Citibank building.
Yep, right at the Citibank building.
400 Vets Highway.
400. We took that space specifically because of all the work going on here in the Ronkonkoma Hub in the airport, so we're really proud to be there.
Absolutely. So let's go over some of the big six, as I'm calling it right now. Lead by example. Know your troops. Keep everybody in the loop. Making sure everybody understands the goal is key. The fifth one, be decisive.
Correct.
Joe Campolo.
So that's what it's all about. That's what leadership is all about. You know, people do everything to avoid having to make a decision. Yet as business owners and business leaders, we are paid to make decisions, period. And being indecisive, and you know this, Jay, and everybody in business knows this, you know, time is money. The longer it takes you to make a decision, the worse of an outcome you have.
You know, I always tell my kids this. Make a decision on something. Don't, you know, let it ponder. Don't let it just stick around. And then all of a sudden, you know, you've let it slip and it could be a deadline attached and everything else. What about getting people in on that decision? Do you get opinions? Do you kind of get everyone's stance on things? Then you formulate it with management. How do you like to go about it? Do you like just kind of making a decision right then and there after talking it over with management and then giving it to the troops? How do you go about that?
Now, couple of things there. It's actually a good process, I think, that we have. Again, I like to make the decisions quickly, but I don't like to make them in a vacuum. So I will call into my office right then and there everybody involved in the process, and we'll do a quick around the room. Everybody gives their 2 cents, a quick head count, and then a decision is going to be made. You know, and I think what other business leaders have to realize, going back on those rules that we're talking about, those 6 rules, right? It's good to get information, but at the end of the day, the business owner, the business leader, the manager has to make the decision. It's not a democracy, okay? It's not a popularity contest. I strongly encourage getting feedback. I strongly encourage getting input. But once that decision is made, that decision has to be made and the organization has to move forward.
Is a decision made right then and there when you have everybody in
absolutely.
That room?
Absolutely, absolutely.
No lingering or anything
nope.
else?
Has to be made and have to move on.
That's key. Sixth one, the final one, troops eat first. What does this mean?
Right, so this is my favorite rule of all time, right? And as I say in the article, so many organizations, and I've been dealing with business leaders on Long Island for 20 years, and what they'll say is, I don't understand why my people are leaving. I don't understand why they're violating non-competes. You know, but then you realize all they did over those years were pay that employee just enough so they wouldn't leave, you know, just enough. And those business owners have these, you know, these McMansions and these boats and everything else. And employees pick up on that. They pick up on that. They see that. And they want to go out and take care of their families and raise their own fortunes and everything else. So what I tell, you know, the business owners that I counsel and how we work in the firm is, you know, you got to do it backwards. You got to take what is the fair pay, the fair market pay for everybody that's there. Give them that, give them bonuses, and then you eat what's left. You know, and if you do that, you know what? Amazingly, it's going to be probably the same amount if you had done it in the reverse the first time, but your organization is going to be bigger, healthier, stronger, and more lucrative.
Listen, the bottom line, as I always see it with companies, you can't let good people go. If you let good people go, you got to retrain the whole process again. If you've got good people on board here, listen, pay them properly, pretty much, right?
Every industry is about people. Every industry, you know, I tell my lawyers all the time, people don't hire law firms, they hire lawyers. It's all about the people. It's all about the relationships.
No question about it. Listen, this is great, great advice. Joe Campolo from Campolo, Middleton, and McCormick. And by the way, very happy to say that Joe and the law firm are going to be part of the LI News Radio family. And we're going to be happy to have you aboard. And we're going to get your insight on many an issue as they come up. And We thank you for that.
Thanks, Jay. I mean, we're really going to do it because of you. The last time I was on here, we got a great response. You're in the neighborhood, and we want to support you guys as well.
I appreciate that. It's a two-way street. Joe Campolo from Campolo, Middleton, and McCormick. Just some wonderful advice. By the way, is could this be an ongoing situation where you will write different pieces for business news?
I think I would like to do that. I think as we're seeing just over the past week, the world is changing.
Yeah.
But we as Long Islanders have to stay the course. We have to make sure there's fundamental sound business principles in place no matter what happens around us.
Sounds good. Great to have you. We'll see you soon.